8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, everybody. We are here with podcast number 23.
Yes, we are.
Right?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
We have some awesome things to share. I don't know if we shared a lot of these things, but we are going to do some Q&A also. So
yes. But you're going to talk about the fun side of heaven.
Yeah, the fun side of heaven that makes some people nervous, like our mom. When she thinks that maybe I shouldn't tell people that heaven is fun. Although I saw it, and I'm going to share it. You'd be excited to know that heaven is definitely 50-50, actually. 50% all fun, 50% all profound.
That's right.
We talked a lot about the profound. Tonight, we're talking about the fun side.
It has to be fun, if he said, you know, yeah. Come like a little child.
That's right. He had to have fun stuff. He knew he would be in trouble because you really feel like you're 8 or 9 or 10 when you go there. So I don't care if you're 100 and you're listening to this. You will not think the same way nor feel the same way. You'll be filled with life, excitement, joy, and celebration.
And what would happen if you stuck a child in a monastery?
They'd all be in trouble. Because people think, no, heaven's holy. They don't even know what holy means. It's too holy and profound. God wouldn't put fun stuff there. I'm like, then why did he say you had to be like a little child? Let's take a group of 8-year-olds and leave them in the monastery. See how long those priests let them stay there. Because what would you think an 8-year-old would do if you let them loose in this big building with all these hallways and stuff? What do you think they would be doing, Jen?
Especially if they find the rope that rings the big bell. Yeah. They would be climbing up the rope.
Yes, and making a lot of noise.
Yes, running and laughing.
And the priests have all had a vow of silence, I'm sure, so they wouldn't last very long there. So heaven is noisy, it's fun, and exciting. And I actually was taken to several places.
Yes.
One not even I expected to see. But we might as well start with that.
Which I love talking. Are you talking about the fun farm?
I am talking about the fun farm, yes.
I love the fun farm.
Yeah, I was caught up one time to heaven, and the Father was so serious. That sounds funny in this moment of time. But he was very serious about letting me know that heaven was fun and people should expect it. I mean, if he is our father and we are his children, every father listening to this or mother would know you got to have places to have fun or you're not going to have very happy children. Therefore, you're not going to have a happy home. And since heaven is the Father's home, he was going to make sure we had fun. There is a whole place out in the countryside of heaven. And if you go check it out in Hebrews, it actually talks about heaven being a country and a city.
Yep.
Now you go find those scriptures, okay? But I know what's in there. It says heaven is a country, it's a city. There's a scripture in Hebrews also that says earth is a shadow of heaven. And we already know that there's places in heaven that represent seasons on this earth. He took a shadow of a place in heaven and made it a whole season on this earth. Like the winter time, they have Christmas town in heaven.
Yes.
There's a fun place for you. In the summertime here on the earth, that's the shadow of a wipeout surf park where you can ride 80-foot waves and you're not going to die. That's the fun part. It's funny how most of these have fun parts. And then there's a mountain of spices in heaven where fall is always there. And you can go on horseback rides up into the beautiful fall area. Every level is another aroma. The mountain of spices is also mentioned in the Bible. You need to find that scripture too. And so that's another thing that he took a shadow of and made fall on this earth, which we're entering into that season right now. I'm looking forward to seeing it, but
yes.
I've seen the one in heaven, and it is amazing. And of course, there's spring. And let me tell you, spring is a shadow of the friendly forest in heaven where the trees sing, the flowers will dance with you, even the rocks cry out and worship him.
And also the field with the copter flowers.
That's right outside the friendly forest,
yes.
By the way. As you're entering into the friendly forest in heaven, you come down this big hill, and there's these tall flowers. They look sort of like huge daisies.
Yeah.
But the face of the flower is faced upward into this to the sky. And people run down this hill into this field of flowers everywhere. They grab the stalk, because these flowers are like 6 foot high. They'll grab it and it takes off into the air and takes them like a flower copter. That's what they call them. And it will carry you from there into the friendly forest. So
that's so cool.
All these places are real in heaven. So that represents spring on the earth. And they have more than four places in heaven. But the Father said, I took my favorite four places in heaven and took a shadow of it and made it a season on the earth. Don't you love Revelation? And the great thing is, all four of these places have fun things to do in them.
Yep, that's true.
So we're going to talk about one of the things that is also kind of outside the friendly forest. So there's the big meadow, the flower copters, there's a friendly forest. And right down from the friendly forest, there's pasture land, there's all kinds of huge farms. But these farms are different in heaven, because in heaven, the cows drive the tractors. Go ahead and laugh, Jen.
I love it.
And people, you can imagine going home to heaven for the first time, and they've been to the amazing, profound, holy, powerful throne room of God, where lightning comes from the Father, and that rainbow moves in and out. It's living. And here's the seraphim dipping down out of the glory cloud, and their whole heads are on fire. Their hair is like blue fire. And they've just been there, right? And then they go visit their own mansion, have a welcome home party, and then their friends and family who've been there have made a list of places to take them in heaven. So what do you do besides worship? You go on tours of heaven. And this is one of the best places they love to take children when children come home to heaven, especially if you have any children up there, like 3 and over or 2 on up. They always take them to the fun farm, because it's where they learn prophetic art. They learn art. They actually have art classes. And this is the wild thing about the fun farm. It's got to be different, right? It can't be like on the earth.
Who are the art instructors?
The art instructors. I love this part. It doesn't matter. I died a long time ago to myself. I don't have my own opinions. I can only share what I saw. The rabbits.
That's right.
Hello. You get a clue. Every time you go to a place in heaven, you get a clue of why is this actually on the earth. Like, everybody knows that on Easter or resurrection morning, whichever one you prefer, God's not throwing you out of heaven or blocking you out if you call it Easter. There's always going to be some weird kind of group or something.
Because Satan took it. He knew it was there and he twisted it.
He'll twist all kinds of things. However, the whole bunny thing and the colored egg thing and looking for them actually comes from heaven. I'm sure we'll be... Some people will be delighted. Some will freak out. Okay, that's it. You went too far. I don't want to hear. Well, when you get so, and you go to heaven, you're going to love to go to that fun farm.
That's why.
Because I've never seen one child say, I didn't like it. That isn't real. No, 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 no. They all go. They go to the fun farm. They put all the kids in this big wagon that the cow with coveralls and a farmer's hat drives them to the art barns. It's only going to get better, so they don't go anywhere. This is either giving you a joy and celebration or ammunition. Don't waste it on us. We don't listen to the blasting stuff. But forever and ever, you'll have dreams of being on the fun farm yourself. Woohoo!
I can't wait to go to the fun farm.
So these cows that are driving the tractors in the big wagons with all the little kids, they take them to the art barn. This is where barns came from. They weren't created by farmers on the earth or man's, you know, head knowledge. Everything on this earth that's good comes from heaven.
It drops down through the idea
zone. It drops down through the idea zone. Well, we talked about that before.
Yes.
So these art barns are huge. The ceilings are all, they have roofs, but they're up and up into the rafters. A lot of angels will come and sit and watch all these children, you know, playing in the art barn. They have long tables to sit at. And here come these 5 and 6 foot tall rabbits. Every color of the rainbow you can imagine. They have aprons on. They have all kinds of things in the pockets that they're going to give out to all the children. They're so excited because they know they're going to learn art. But they don't know what they're going to be doing, what kind of art they're going to be doing. And before they even arrived, these rabbits were busy. because they were going out into the fields. They're picking up these eggs. These eggs are like ostrich eggs of that size. They're all white. Every one of them's white. They're putting them in these baskets. So when the kids come, they pass them down the tables, and all the kids take a couple of these eggs out. And then they have a little mat to set them on. And the angels then begin to give them the brushes. These are brushes. They look very much like brushes on the earth, except for one thing. They're not sticking them in little containers, plastic containers of paint. Because what happens is the paint is colored light. It's like liquid light. And they're all different colors, and they appear right in front of the children in the air. And they can take and dip their little brush in it. And they begin to paint these eggs, every kind of color that is possible. And they put flowers on them, smiley faces. They probably make them into minions. You know, if they currently went there.
Currently.
If they currently went to heaven, they use all the new stuff that we have. Yeah. You know, 20, 30 years ago, there were no minions.
No.
But now there's minions.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And so the kids will paint their favorite things on these eggs.
Or emojis.
Or emojis. Emoji yeah, I'm
faces,
sure emojis
yeah.
are on there. Maybe not the ugly, hateful one. Not
no.
the mad one. Not the mad one. No one's mad in heaven. And so before they actually finish with these eggs, they let the rabbits let them practice painting the eggs that came from the basket that was in the, they were all in the field. So hello, pick up the eggs, put them in the basket, people. Where do you think that came from? It's not from some satanic ritual that they had like several hundred years ago. Drop it, let it go, because these things came from heaven. The rabbits actually will demonstrate what's going to happen with these eggs that they are coloring. Now, imagine, the egg is not weightless. There's something in that egg, but they don't know what's in that egg. So these art teachers, the rabbits, all, you know, these big long tables, they'll hold up one. They will set an example. They begin to paint this egg themselves. Because they're going to show the kids what happens. Then they get even more excited. So the painting like swirls all up and down the egg, rainbows, whatever it is. Then they'll hold it in their hand and they hear this little sound. And the teacher will take the top part of the egg off and out of that egg into the rabbit's other paw will come either a baby chick or a baby rabbit.
Yep.
And those baby chicks and rabbits will be the identical color of what that rabbit painted the egg. So whatever they paint the eggs as, out will come these little chicks and bunnies from these. And then the kids start yelling. They are so excited. They want to finish those eggs. They're really painting faster, as soon as they can get done. And then they'll hold the little eggs out and they'll see either a bunny or a baby chickie pop out of those eggs, the same color that they chose to design it. So they're actually designing these little creatures, and they actually get to take a couple home with them. The rest of them are let loose on the farm, and they're raised up, the bunnies, so they can become art teachers, and the chicks just look adorable, okay? They're adorable. I'm not quite sure yet what they do with them, but I'm sure they become something. Maybe they ride in the hay wagon they go on hay rides. Something else they do on the fun farm is they get to see the concert of the flowers. And they'll take them to another part of the fun farm. And maybe you don't like this either, but they all let them loose, and there's these mushrooms they get to sit on like seats.
Yeah.
They all sit on a little mushroom. They find all the children, and they're all facing in one direction because they're going to see a concert of the flowers. And they'll sit there. And these mushrooms, because this is a supernatural place called heaven, they begin to rise up in the air, like where the mushroom is rooted in the ground. It begins to rise them up into the air. And then the flowers come in this huge field. They begin to grow right out of the ground with faces on them. They begin to swirl around each other. They create a beautiful tapestry of all these beautiful flowers. And the flowers begin to sing. Some of them are fun songs, and the kids learn them, and the kids sing them with them. So if you think your child is not having fun in heaven, you better think twice. So this is just a really nice scene to kind of leave that part of the fun part of heaven in, but they all love to visit the fun farm. So what do you think about that, Jen?
I think that's awesome. And going back to what you said, how seasons are represented in heaven, you know, I mean, on earth, seasons are represented by areas in heaven. And I kind of feel like holidays, too, because
yes.
If you think about it, Easter or Resurrection Day we celebrate in spring.
That's right.
So that would, of course, be, you know,
something people do, well, do up there also. And yeah, and there's actually another place in heaven that everyone loves to go to. Even adults love to go to this place. And you probably know what I'm going to say, which is also related to actually two holidays, two things that are celebrated there. In, where is it, Jen? Da, 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 da.
I think in Jell-O Land.
Oh, not Jell-O Land. Oh, no. Oh my gosh, I forgot about Jell-O Land.
I like Jell-O Land. What holiday is, are you talking about Christmas Town?
Yes, I
Christmas
am.
Christmas Town, yes.
Christmas Town. And the father said, I named it that before people ever celebrated it on the earth. And he made it because they celebrate the birth of his son all the time in Christmas Town. Everybody goes there to celebrate, and they bring gifts to Jesus. They don't have to do any of this, but they love it. And in Christmas Town, as I've said before many times, everything in heaven is alive. The buildings, the crystal sea, the things in the friendly forest, all of that has life in it. Even your clothing has life in it. So the snow is alive. In Christmas Town, there's always snow there.
I'm making me an Olaf. I'm just telling you that right now. I'm making me an Olaf.
You gave it away. So that means if the snow has life in it, whatever you make out of the snow, yep, it absolutely is alive. So that snowman, that snowballs, you make them, they have little faces, you're just throwing it to the people. They're yelling at the people, here I come.
So cute.
Of course, the snow will fall apart, but that doesn't matter. The snow's alive, so it just goes back in the snow. You can build snowmen. You can build, have snowball fights. You can make snow forts. And there's trees there, and all the lights on the trees are baby living stars. And all the little stars have faces, and they all sing. Everybody has a huge cake. Trust me, they have cake all the time because Jesus loves sweets.
Yeah,
and so people can go for sleigh rides on the ground or in the sky of heaven. You can ice skate on these beautiful frozen lakes that they have there, and they never defrost. But it's not like on the earth where you're going to get frostbite or something. But
yeah,
it is cold. It is a cooler experience for you to be in this area. It's cooler. And so people love to go there. And guess who lives there? Because everybody knows whatever your gift is on the earth, if it's making clothing or having rodeos or, you know, doing apparel, whatever your gift is, that will be built into wherever your mansion is. So we all know that Nicholas, also called Saint Nick, a.k.a. Santa Claus. He's got many names, and actually in every language they can say his name as something else. But his gift was to give gifts to children. And because he did that, the whole time he was preaching the gospel, if you didn't know this, he was like a prophet.
Yeah.
And he would beat up people with his staff who were wicked and evil people. If you find out that they're around saying wicked and evil things and hurting people, they paid a price. So you need to say another part of Nick.
Yes.
And they call him Nick in heaven. He does live there. He does still give gifts to children. And so if you want to ever go see him in person, there you go. And I promise you, Jesus is there a lot also. So those are just two. Not to mention Jell-O Land, but since Jen brought it up, I remember the church I was in was a traditional church that isn't a traditional anymore, and I released Jell-O Land for the first time because I had just seen it. It's a whole little city in heaven made out of Jell-O, every flavor of Jell-O. They have pools of whipped cream. They have pools of sprinkles, and you can get the Jell-O. You eat the mailboxes. You jump in the houses. They have swimming pools made out of Jell-O. And these kids run to get in this place, and they jump. As they're eating it, it reappears. So it's not like they eat the mailbox and it's gone. The mailbox, they take letters out of the mailbox. They're made out of Jell-O. You eat them. And little children love to come to that part of my meeting. Sometimes I have them go get them out of the children's church and let them line the front row. And the people go, oh, they're not going to sit still. They will sit still for this. And let me tell you, they don't budge. They are so captivated that there's a fun farm in heaven, that they have Jell-O Land they can visit, that Christmas Town is there. Because you know what? The children, that's why you said you must be like a little child to enter into the kingdom of heaven. they don't second guess God. They don't try to figure it out in their mind.
Nope.
They don't have the flesh on them that's gonna judge everything. They just say yes and they enjoy it. And that's why God put it there. But I'm sure a lot of people who are flesh-minded or legalistic or judgmental probably would judge what we're going to say, what we're saying to you right now. But you know what? God says you share the whole truth, and the truth will make you free. So don't you worry about having fun. It's going to be awesome.
I know one of the places you told me about was the Valley of the Falls.
Yes.
Which is also a fun place.
Yes, it is.
And it's not, they have regular waterfalls, but they also have
200-foot waterfalls.
But they have waterfalls that are chocolate.
They're chocolate. They have waterfalls, so, chocolate waterfalls that you dive into.
So it's not like
into.
A normal, yeah, it's not normal waterfalls.
Yeah. And that's actually the Valley of the Falls. If you climbed for miles up the Mountain of Spices, mm-hmm. and then there's like a plateau that you can look down, this valley I've seen several times. I've counted at least 50 waterfalls, but I couldn't see the end of it.
Yeah.
And these waterfalls were built as a part of the person's mansion that lived at the top of these waterfalls. And what they did is they have a diving board and they get to dive off into these waterfalls and ride them all the way down into part of the river, you know, that comes from the Father. They dive down into that river and they love it so much they can't wait to go back up. And they have guests that visit them that are like, you know, guests who just come to heaven new, and they're seeing this place for the first time. And these mansions that are right there on the edge of the cliff, because no one can get hurt, they rotate. So it's like your whole mansion's built inside this gemstone, and one of the facets drops down for people to come in and visit you. But they're made to rotate as you walk in your mansion.
Yeah.
So you don't ever lose the view of the falls. The mansion rotates as you walk.
That's so cool.
Through your mansion, and it will turn with the people till it comes back around, so you always can see the Valley of the Falls. It's beautiful. But it is also a fun place. Almost everything has something fun.
And of course, we can't forget the amusement park. I mean, that's
like... Of course.
The
best place in heaven. The biggest
place
in heaven. Yeah.
Yes.
And they have a roller coaster called The Rush, which is their biggest roller coaster, that goes up this long track. And then it leaps from the track.
Yeah.
Across the sky of heaven, down to another part of the track. And then this track goes down under the crystal sea, so you can breathe under the water in heaven. And that was where one of my first powerful testimonies came from, that I saw a young girl who had died recently and was living in heaven with her great-grandfather, and he was taking her someplace to have fun, and that's the first time I found out about the rush. He was taking her in to ride the rush, the roller coaster.
Yep. In the amusement park.
In the amusement park. So many of these things are actually in our books, Revealing Heaven, mm-hmm. called Revealing Heaven 1, Revealing Heaven 2. There's chapter 4 in each of these books. And though the testimonies of the people that God caught me up, showed me their family members' home, their mansion, what they were doing in heaven, and I heard things that they had to say. I didn't talk to them, but I heard them say things that they wanted their family members to know. Then God would catch me back down to earth, and he would give me their family members' phone numbers and names.
Yeah.
And of course, that meant I had to call them and share with them, and they wouldn't let me come to their home because that was kind of strange. We would meet in a park or in a mall or outside somewhere on a bench, and I would share this. But what God would do is have me type everything down I saw and heard in heaven.
Yeah.
And then I would hand them their piece of paper after I shared it all with them. And then their testimony is in chapter 4 of these books. It says, how did that change their life and what did they think about it? And all the names in the book, none of them have been changed. So powerful testimony of heaven, mm-hmm. especially the part about having fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. And I know when I was writing the first children's book,
mm-hmm.
I had an open vision when I was doing the part about the amusement park. And
yes.
I had seen
carousel.
The carousel.
Yeah.
And you had never talked about it.
No, I had seen it, but I never talked about it before.
So I came and told you what I saw. And, of course, I was going to say that. And my open visions are always in cartoon form, which I think is hilarious. But I had seen the characters in my book riding the carousel. But it wasn't like a carousel down
a
here
one.
On
yeah.
Earth, because the animals were actually alive
when you rode them.
And instead of the pole, mm-hmm. they were just kind of on a platform that went up and down. And so I told her, and she was like, yep, that's there. She goes, I never told you I told anybody I saw that. So I thought that was really
Yeah,
really
and they
cool.
had not normal animals that you would see on a carousel,
no,
didn't they?
No, they weren't the normal animals. There was even one of the characters was, and this is the funny thing, because there was even animals riding animals.
Yes.
Because animals ride the rides, too, while you're in heaven. Because
yeah.
there were animals on the roller coaster. And so it was quite funny seeing that, but there was
baby dinosaurs.
Yeah, there was dinosaurs. There was even a whale.
A whale that people
because I saw a whale. Somebody riding on a whale, and
in
yes.
heaven though they don't have to breathe or stay under the water
yeah.
to be alive. That
just
doesn't
like,
affect them.
Just like we can breathe under the crystal sea.
Under the crystal
they
sea in heaven.
They can come out of the crystal sea.
Yeah, in heaven, that's right.
And breathe. So.
So. That was awesome sharing with you, but we always want to make time for Q&A.
Yes,
because all of you keep sending us questions, which we love, so we're going to answer some questions.
Which you kind of already did answer, but I'm going to have you touch bases a little bit on this one. This is from Vicky. She's 19, and she's from Hungary.
Wow,
yeah.
Awesome.
And she said, hello, Kat and Jen. I have two questions. Does heaven celebrate the birthday of Jesus at Christmas time?
And that's yes, of course
yes.
they do.
And
before we go on for a
yeah,
second.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want to share a little bit what they
well,
do?
Well, this is the thing. It doesn't matter if he was not born on Christmas Day.
I know.
There's so many arguments about things that in a way don't matter. The point is this, he was born.
Yes.
He was here, and everybody loves to celebrate his birth. It doesn't matter if they say December 25th, the 20th, you know, it doesn't matter. A lot of people said, oh, he was born in the spring. He was born here and there. You know what the most important thing was?
He was born. Yeah.
And heaven showed up and celebrated. So we celebrate his birth. Many people do on that day. And that delights the heart of the Father because he says they're celebrating him.
Yes.
So it's okay, everybody. It's okay if we don't all do it on the same day, but it's important to celebrate it. So just do that in for free.
What exactly, do you know how they celebrate it in heaven? Like, can you bring him a present?
Oh, yeah. They have a big party in Christmastown because it's one of his favorite places. It's one of Jesus' favorite places. And people, they all bring him gifts. They bring him gifts to Christmastown, or they'll leave him on the throne room steps that go like, I don't know, the throne room itself is in the middle of the throne room, and it's like huge, long steps, then columns, and a platform, then it goes on up until it comes to like a point at the top of it. And so sometimes I'll just leave them on the steps for him, but a lot of people love to celebrate in Christmastown, and so they do bring him all kinds of gifts, and lots of kisses, and lots of hugs.
That's awesome.
The little tiny children bring him
flowers.
Little
treats like chocolates.
Oh, chocolate is in heaven. Isn't that the best of the best? I know Jesus is happy because, like I said,
he has a sweet tooth.
He does have a sweet tooth, so you can blame it on him.
That's right. Okay, her second question, which I thought was very interesting, is, do prayers have an appearance in the spirit realm? I know they have aromas, but do they have colors?
Prayers, when they're collected, as people, because I've seen, we actually have art in our second book that shows the courier angels that come and collect your worship. Angels come and collect your worship all the time. Mm-hmm. And it goes into, you can see the words, well, if you're a seer, you can see the words going into these beautiful lavender, like a vial, but it's big. A vial is something like a test tube in a laboratory, you know, only these are beautiful. They're probably about as big as round as maybe a softball or something. They're that round. They're really tall, maybe 3 feet high, but on the edge or the outer lip of them, it's like a calla lily. And then angels will come and scoop up the worship as you're worshiping, and it becomes liquid gold as it's going into this. Now, that's when they're collecting it.
Yeah.
When people are worshiping or singing, then there's ribbons of rainbow color coming out of their mouth. It comes out of their mouth as they're singing. And you see these beautiful streams of color swirling. Sometimes they have music notes in them. They have the words of the songs in them. So, yeah, if you were just in a room where people were worshiping, you would see that. But when the angels collect it, it becomes incense. So as it becomes incense in these beautiful vials, The angels will run back up the stairway to heaven and drop it. They pour it in these bowls that are before the altar of God. And it becomes an aroma. You actually smell the aroma of your praise. So in the spirit realm, there's always a way that things are captured or collected.
That's awesome. Okay, the next question is from Jennifer. She's 43, and she's from Scotland.
Oh, yeah, the Scottish.
So, this is exciting. I love
it. Yeah, I love it that we have international people. Yes. All of you keep saying, you know, we love it when you tell us where you are, what country you're from or something. Please do that. We love to. We love to see that, even on Facebook. You know, people will, in all their comments, they make, they'll say, I'm from Australia, I'm from Malaysia, you know, I'm from all these Sri Lanka. And we're just getting undone.
I know, it's so exciting. Realizing
that the world is being reached with all this revelation. So let us know.
Okay, she says, hi Kat, I would like to know if you've ever seen a Pegasus in heaven. If so, do they look like the way they picture them here on Earth, or are they different?
This is the funny thing about stuff from heaven. Many people, not just now, but even way in the past, way even in the ancient biblical days, would see different things that would come from heaven. They would either have visions. Sometimes people actually caught up to heaven even years and years ago, ages ago even, and they would see some creatures that weren't necessarily on this earth. Of course, there are unicorns, and Pegasus is a horse with wings, not necessarily the horn. What makes them different is unicorns all have a horn, you know, coming out of the forehead.
Yeah.
A Pegasus can fly. It's a horse that flies. And then the unicorns also look like horses, but they can fly and they have the horn. They're both in heaven. Both of them are in heaven. And it does look very similar, both of them. And why would people even know that? It wasn't that in their mind somewhere, it just appeared in their mind. Somebody, even back in the ancient times, they've even found ancient scrolls and things, and some of them are written. Some things have images on them. And even in the Bible, it talks about how we used to all live in God. When we were little spiritual beings, we lived in Him. We would move up, float in and out on the rays of the rainbow, back and forth in Him. It said in Him we live, we move, we have our very existence, and that was inside the Father. The other half of that scripture, which you almost never hear, everybody says, you know, in Jesus, we live, we move, we have our being in Him, but actually we don't live in Jesus, do we? He lives in us.
That's right.
However, we did live in the Father, and we did move in and out of Him. And the reason why this was actually in the Bible was because it's just a quote from something that had been said a long time ago. That scripture says, in Him we live, we move, we have our very being. The prophets and poets of old have spoken of these things. So even in this day of revelation, even though I've had a lot of it, there were people who heard it way, way long time ago before I did. Like in Job's day, or maybe Enoch's day, they all talked about those things, because I'm sure some of them did have encounters and that revelation was given to them. I'm sure Enoch probably went to heaven many times and brought all kinds of revelation back. And so people would sing about it back in that day. They would make poems about it. And that's what that scripture means, of when they remembered or God showed them living in Him. There's so much stuff in the Word that is even now being told. So, but the Pegasus, yes, they're in heaven. And yes, unicorns are in heaven. If you look in Psalms 29 and Psalms 92, it's actually mentioned 9 times in the Bible, but some of the newer translations call it a rhinoceros, or I'm trying to think of the other thing they're called, hippos, rhinoceroses, because they don't think that it's really a unicorn. However, in the older scriptures, it will actually say unicorn. And so, yes, they're both in heaven.
All right. This is one quick question, and then I might read a few testimonies. But this person, at the time they sent this, they said their birthday was the next day, and they were going to be 30. And I believe his name is Dwayne. And it says, our gifts in heaven we get on birthdays and holidays, are they wrapped or unwrapped or both?
Oh, they're wrapped.
Okay. Yeah, because you got to have a wrapped present because it's fun unwrapping your present.
It doesn't matter if it's the size of a horse. They can gift wrap. Yeah. Trust me, they can gift wrap the horse if they, whatever. Yes, you do get gifts. And people give, this is it. It's not just on your birthday. The biggest thing they do in heaven besides worship is everybody fellowships.
Yeah.
That means the disciples show up at your home. The prophets can show up at your home. You can go visit them. New people come to heaven, especially. Everybody wants to see them, meet them, say hello. Or if you've been invited to a big dinner at someone's mansion, because some mansions, the dining room holds 100 people. If you're a really friendly person, you can seat a lot of people. Don't worry about making the food. But if you want to, you can do that. But a lot of people have all their guests, dinner guests, sit at the table, and then they say what kind of food they want, and it appears on all the plates. So gifts in heaven are given all the time. If you go to the throne room, the Father will give gifts to everybody in there. If you're going to visit Jesus in the throne room, you'll give him gifts. But even all over heaven, whoever you're going to go visit to have dinner with or do something with, mm-hmm. everybody coming gives you a gift. And when they show up at your place, you have a gift for them. Nothing costs any money in heaven. You visit all these amazing places where people are creating things in heaven. They give it to you for free. You get a gift wrapped. And when company comes, you have a gift for them, but they're bringing you something too. Because Christ is an example. He gave himself at the cross. He gave himself to us as one of the best gifts ever. And so we are being just like him in heaven. Everybody gives gifts. I love to do that even here on the earth.
That's awesome. I know. I love giving presents to people. That's one of my favorite things to do is to buy things and
give see them their away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I get such joy out of seeing their reaction. Yeah. And
you remember Christmas time in our own home, by the way, we've always celebrated Christmas. Jesus was always the number one thing in our lives, in our home. And we had, you know, my mom birthed 15 children, okay, if you don't know that.
I'm number 15.
Jen is actually number 15. I am number 3. Trust me, I've been around a long time. I saw a lot of activity, a lot of noise going on in our home, fun going on in our home. But for some reason, that was a favorite time of year for all of our siblings, friends to come to. It was nothing to have 30 or 40 children in our home or in our yard. But Christmas was always a memorable time. We always made a cake for Jesus and sang happy birthday to him every Christmas. We, of course, were always involved in our church, but we'd visit all these other churches that had special things done at Christmas. And so we've always enjoyed that holiday because it represented Christ's gift to this world, and that was himself.
It was always fun in our house. All right, I'm going to read a few testimonies. We have another Jennifer. It says, "Hi, Kat and Jen. I always love and learn with you. Many blessings from France."
Yay!
So that was France, Scotland, and Hungary.
Hungary, yeah.
So that's awesome.
That's awesome. Yay!
Okay, this one is, there's not really a name for me to read, but it's a testimony. And she says, I want to testify that the soul cleansing prayers I have done from your teaching have given me the greatest tangible peace and healing over my first husband's betrayal and divorce 5 years ago. I would forgive, but the soul deposits were probably still there. Thank you so much.
Yes, amen. So that's awesome. Once you lose all that stuff from your soul, it's like it never happened.
That's right.
And then you don't carry that burden or that trauma around with you, which God doesn't want us to do. The Bible itself says, cast all your cares on Jesus because he cares for you. And loosing from the soul is one of the ways you just cast it on him.
So, since we're talking about that, I think that would make the next podcast. We could do a soul checkup.
Number 24?
Yes.
That'll be an awesome thing to talk about because it changes people all over the world that do this. And it's one of the simplest things.
Yeah.
It's about using the keys to the kingdom. So, yes, it's biblical. You know, everything we try to share with you represents things in the Bible, explains or reveals the Word of God because I know it's wonderful to have angelic encounters and all these experiences, but it will not take the place of the Word of God. So I look forward to doing that. We'll help everybody do a soul checkup.
That's good. Good. I love when we do that because even we need them.
We do them all day long. We did them today, didn't we, Jen?
Yes,
high five.
We did.
We did a soul checkup and loosed up from our soul today.
Yes, we did. Okay. I think that's it for now.
It was a lot of revelation.
It was very good. And I always love to talk about the fun side of heaven. But I just wanted to mention that we will be in Reno, Nevada this weekend.
Yes.
At River Rock.
Rocking Ravino.
Rocking Ravino.
I think I just made a blinglish.
She did. That was Rocking Reno and River Rock
that
at
was
the same
River
time.
Rock. I'm still kind of recovering a little bit from where was I?
Ohio.
Cincinnati, Ohio. But we will be rocking Reno with Revelation. That's what I was going to say. That's Revelation. So, yes, we're looking forward to Reno, Nevada at River Rock Church with Eric Moen.
Yes.
Who's a wild and crazy guy. It's going to be fun and very powerful. The last time we were there, we saw warring angels dancing on the platform with blue feathers going down the back of their head to a war drum sound. Okay. Yeah. Strange, wonderful things happen there.
It is.
And I'm having four meetings.
Yeah, four nights. Mm-hmm. Friday
four
night,
nights.
Saturday night, Sunday night, and Monday night.
And Monday night is actually part of the Women's Aglow from the Assembly of God. How about that?
That's pretty awesome.
We were actually raised in the Assembly of God Church, so I'm looking forward to giving back to it with a powerful revelation. And I'm excited. If anybody comes, you can say we heard about you on the podcast.
Yes. I'll be working the product table. You can come back there and say hi. And
we do take photos.
We do.
We do photos with people, right?
Yep. We love photo ops.
Jesus loves that, to connect with people. So we look forward to seeing you.
All right. So anything else you want to say before we end? All right. I just remembered one more thing.
Okay,
we are getting ready to release a new
product.
Do you want to share just a little bit?
I'll just share a little bit. We'll give you a little tidbit, appetizer.
Yes.
Okay. We know that we're going to be putting a lot of products out within the next 12 months, and we're going to start with something we've never done before, and it's a calendar.
Yay!
Now, of course, because of the subject of the calendar, it's not going to be normal.
Yes.
It's going to be supernatural. It'll be things you probably never saw before. We're going to do it on the Army of Heaven. And I mean photographs of them with words explaining what they are. And we'll just go ahead and tell you the title because you know what? Holy Spirit gave us the title for the calendar.
Thought you were going to share a little bit.
Well, this is the best part, but I'll let you know the name of it so you can be watching for it.
I know, we can't help it not to help
people. We cannot help it because we're all excited. Besides, we worked all that yesterday on it.
Yes, we did.
And we've already picked the 12 photos that we will use for the calendar. And we're actually going to, well, we won't tell any more about that part, but I'll tell you the name.
Okay.
Because we're all sitting there, what can we call this calendar? It has to have a title. You know, every calendar has a title, like birds, peacocks, you know, countryside, whatever, seven wonders of the world.
Yeah.
We're having something not of this world. And so we were all saying, well, the host this or the host that, host initiative, host this, what it meant to host. And I said, out of my mouth came the words, the host. And the Holy Spirit said, undercover. So the name of the calendar is The Host Undercover. Because you know they're here on covert operations. But also when you lift the cover of the calendar, there they will be.
It's going
to
be so good.
Face to face with heaven reality.
It's going to be so good, you guys.
And we're trying really hard to get that thing done.
Yes.
So it can be available to be shipped for Christmas.
Yep. So it's a 2019 calendar.
Yeah, 2019.
So we are working really hard to have it available so you guys can start ordering it for Christmas.
Yeah, you can call and order it if you have to.
Yes.
And we may or may not take pre-orders. I'm not sure, but we may or may not take pre-orders.
But it will be on the website as soon as it's done and available.
In the store, and we'll do a big release on podcasts and Facebook
Live
talking about it. So, but we are excited.
Okay.
Woohoo!
And if you don't know, she does have products. You can go to her website, revealingheaven.com, and check out her CDs and DVDs and what we do have available. So.
And we have magnets and brand new buttons and pins
yes.
and We'll eventually have a whole long list, but our newest product that we're going to put out is going to be that calendar.
Yeah.
It will probably go all over this world. I'm excited. The hosts are excited.
I know. All right, you want to end with a prayer or...
Father, we thank you for all those listening right now, Father. We forgive the bashers.
Yes.
Okay, we care about you, but we don't have time to answer basher stuff. And so we're going to either just, you know, ignore it. We'll pray over you. We do care about you, but this is a time for revelation to go full steam ahead, and we can't step back. We don't have time for that. But all you who celebrate it and love it, we thank you so much for your prayers, for listening, and for commenting and responding.
Yes.
We love all of that. It inspires us and encourages us to keep going. So we're going to go today and bless you, and may the goodness of God be put over your life, and may the host go with you. Woohoo!
Bye!
Bye!